We were learning at the end last day of Shabbos how this limud of Rosei Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah, not only changes the person's life, but it changes the world. It changes the world by opening up otherwise closed channels to allow Shefa to come into the world, and for there to be a Hamtokas Adinim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yochal Ani Lifta, I can make the whole world exempt from the Midas Adin, from the Hadin. It's the Inyan of Rabbi Shimon patering the whole world from Midas Adin. This is what we're learning now, this Sugya, Naris HaTayr. Even though Rav Kook doesn't mention the Gemara. Onuroyim Tesvav. Onuroyim Kshemabitim al ha'olam l'shoftu mitzad ha'ashpo shel ha'niglus shebetar levad. Rav Kook, who was completely at home in both worlds of Nigla and Nista, who was completely bucky in both worlds of Nigla and Nista. So Rav Kook said, we see that when you look at the world, when one looks at the world and judges reality, mitzad dashpa of what is caused and brought about through the niglish shebetar levad, by people learning only Niglus HaTorah, learning only the revealed Torah. B'loy hashpa'os shel Torah's chesed. Without the hashpa'ah of Torah's chesed, of that which is called Torah's chesed. Hanavas mimkor ha-haskolo ha-lokis ha-tzuna, that flows from the source of the godly, of the hidden godly wisdom, meaning of Rosei Torah, of secrets of Torah. So Torah's Chesed. In Nigla, Torah's Chesed means that you learn with somebody. Torah's Chesed, that the way that you learn is not just for yourself, but you learn with other people, which is a very great thing. It's Torah's Chesed. But the actual hashpa of Nigla is more connected to Din. As we'll talk a little bit more about that. Whereas Rosei Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, is Be'etzem Torah's Chesed. Is Be'etzem Torah's Chesed. Yeah, we'll try to understand that more. So again, if we look at the world and see what happens to the world as a result of just of a person, of people just learning Nigla, just learning the revealed Torah, without the hashpa of the Torah's Chesed, hanavaz that flows from kahaskala lokisatz, when it comes from that godly, that hidden godly wisdom. If it's only Nigla, then Misgadelas Ma'oid Midas Adin. When one is learning only Nigla, so Rav Kook says, it strengthens and increases the Midas Adin. Even though it's a great mitzvah, but it's tapping into the Midas Adin, which, of course, the Midas Adin is a very holy and great thing. But what happens to the Midas Adin when it's Mishtal Shal Lamata Lamata, when it descends all the way down into this world and into the imperfect hearts and minds of Jews, is that what can come from this is Sinas Abrias, the hatred of other Jews. Sinas Abrias. V'yeyush and despair, Mikol Tzal. Sounds strange, unless one's learning Pnimius HaTorah. It sounds strange. Rav Kook is saying that if one that with Torah learning that's purely nigla, without any pnimius, without any rosé Torah, it increases the midas adin, which causes sinas habris v'yeyush mikol tzad, a hatred of other Jews, v'yeyush mikol tzad, and despair and giving up. Why is that? Why is that? Why would it be such a thing? I'm afraid nobody wants to, that there shouldn't be any ketugim to be ma'aridinim, but we see this with our own eyes. We're talking now about the time of Sri Saimer, 24,000. Rebbe Kiva made 24,000 espedim. Rebbe Kiva went to 24,000 levayas. It's a serious thing. And there's a tremendous service of din during this time of Sri Saimer, which is the deeper reason behind the different hanhagas of Sri Saimer, and with the cutting of the hair and so on. There's the presence of din. What happened? Especially since the whole inyan of Rabbi Kiva is this parasha. It's v'ahavta l'rayecha kamayecha, right? What does Rabbi Kiva say? It's a klal of the Torah. And Rabbi Kiva himself was the furthest away from Midas HaDin. The furthest away. It's Kulay Chesed. And Rabbi Kiva's whole Metzias was in Rosei Torah, was in Pnimius HaTorah. He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But something happened with the students. What happened to Talmidim? It's a very big mystery. Over the years, we've spoken a lot about that, and I can go into the whole thing now, the whole sugya. It's a very hard thing to understand. That they were not noy kovitz avizah. You look in the Maral, in the Svarim, in the Mefarshim, in the Hashar, to understand that the hisoyrus of dinam seems to be connected to the way that they were learning Torah. There's something in the Torah that was not the Torah's chesed. Which we see that the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara. There was something that was missing in the Torah's chesed, in one's looking at the other's learning with an ayin toiva, appreciating the other's way of learning, gaining from someone else's mahalach in learning. The whole nature of nigla is to make chilukim, right? That's what it means to learn. Whenever a person's learning, he's making chilukim. What's the chiluk between this and that? Every second, that's all we're doing when we're learning, is making chilukim. To make distinctions and separations. Ben dom ladom, ben din ladin. That's what it means. That's what it means. Nigla is to point out always the differences. Nister is always to show the similarities. Nigla is always to make chilukim. And the inyan of making chilukim is the midas adin. It doesn't mean we should learn less. We should learn and learn and learn. But that's the nature of the learning of nigla, is to make chilukim. This is not like that. Memela, when that keeps on going, it means I'm not like you. And that could end up in the terrible place of sinus abrius v'yeish mekol tzad, with hatred. And sinus habrius, that we see that at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, what the Gemara Davka tells us, that they were very, very great in learning. And we know that they were very great in learning. And the Torah was, shiurim everywhere. Well, like there was a website, Torah on Demand. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, unbelievable Torah. So what was the reason for the Chorban? No. Sinas Chinam. So the way to look at that on the outside, to look at that in Chitzayin, is to say, oh, chaval. They were learning so beautiful, everything was going so well, and they had this inyan of Sinas Chinam. That's in Chitzayin. The Pnimius is that the Sinas Chinam was connected to the learning. The sinus chinam was connected to the learning. when the Torah, when Nigla is learned together with Pnimis HaTorah, when the Torah's Chesed of Pnimis HaTorah is Mamtik, the Din, so then, like the Gemara says, that those two who were Oivim Bashar, those two who were enemies, because they're arguing and learning, they're fighting and learning, Nasim what? What does the Gemara say? They, instead of Oivim, they become Oihavim. Oihavim. But if the Torah is a Torah that's just Niglas, a Torah without Nister, so then the nature of learning Torah is, this is not like that. I'm not like you. But the Pasuk says in this parasha, V'ahavta l'racha kamaicha, but there are two words after that. What's after that? Ani Hashem. V'ahavta l'racha kamaicha, ani Hashem. So a person doesn't understand. How could I, forget about love this person, how could I even like this person? They're like, how could I even bear this person? They're so completely different. They're so completely different. How could I like this person? So the Baruch Shalom throws you in a room, in a life, together with all these different Jews, and says, there's a Mr. Deraisa, v'ahavta l'racha kamaicha. So how could I like this person? We have different tastes in music. We have different tastes in food. He's a liberal. I'm a right winger. He's a Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan. So how's it possible that we could get along with each other? And the Baruch Shalom says, "V'ahavta l'racha kamaicha," but it's not a kamaicha. I have nothing in common with this person. We are totally different. So how could it be? So the teretz is, what's the teretz? Ani Hashem. And Yasha means that mitzad the nigla, these two Jews are Mizrach and Ma'ariv. They're totally different. This one's from Australia, and this one's from Bensonhurst. First, they can't even understand each other. I was on the phone with somebody yesterday from South Africa. I couldn't understand what she was talking about. Bemis, so I kept on saying, I didn't want her to feel bad, so I felt like it was a problem with the cell phone, but I didn't know what she was talking about. I said, it's not a good connection. It's true. It was true. I didn't say a lie like that. I said, it's not a good, I couldn't understand. What? And that's English, I think. That's English. So the Baruch Shalom says, you're supposed to have this person, ahava. It's totally different. You sit down, you meet a Jew from Russia. So you try to tell him a joke, he looks at you like you're crazy. He's a totally different sense of humor. And he says something, and he starts breaking up, cracking up. It's the funniest thing. You don't know what he's talking about. And then Hashem says you're supposed to love each other. But the craziest thing of all is that you have a chasna, and you have a guy and a girl get married. They have nothing to do with each other. This is a zochnas in the keva. And the Baruch Shalom says, v'ev ahav l'racha kamaicha is kegufay mamish, the biggest ahava. How could there be such a thing? So mitzad the nigla, these are two totally different people. They're coming to the table with totally different experiences, with a totally different way of looking at things. A man and a woman is a completely different way of looking at life. Everything is different. So mitzad the nigla, there are chilukim. And he says like this and she says like that. And he laughs at this, she laughs at that. And he likes this and she likes that. And this doesn't look like this, that the chilukim. But mitzad nister, it's ani Hashem, of echad l'kulanu. Mitzad nister, the pnimius, everybody's the same. You know, the Me'ivi says an amazing thing in that Gemara. What happened by the Beis Hamikdash? Why did sinus chinim begin? Why did it begin so strongly? It started really after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Right? That's when it started, because sinus, by the Bayis Sheni, it became already rampant. Sinus chinam. Hatred. Between Jews. So, it began, the problem began after the Churban Bayis Rishon. That's when the problem began. Because that's when we entered into the Golos, and then into the Tekufas Bayis Sheni. So the Me'ivi says an amazing thing. Listen to this. The Meiri says, because by the Churban Bayis Rishon, that time, a little bit after Churban Bayis Rishon, Paska Nevuah Mi'Yisrael. What does it mean, Paska Nevuah Mi'Yisrael? There was no longer any prophecy. So, Mimela, so the Meiri says, Mimela, we understand that there was already problems with Sinas Chinam. Could you explain to me what that means? What does the Meiri mean? What is the Meiri saying? What does it have to do one thing with the other? It says, Paska Nevuah Mi'Yisrael. And that's what the Meiri says, Pshat. We understand. Mimela, since Paska Nevuah Mi'Yisrael, that sinner began, hatred began. What does one thing have to do with the other? Because they stop seeing the future? Is that so? What does it have to do one thing with the other? Why does Sinas Chinam come from that? What happened to the Ahavas Yisrael because of Paska Nevuah? What's one thing have to do with the other? You understand it? So what's the Teretz? No? Aviyazah. Ani Hashem is starting to get weak. Meaning the reason that you love another Jew is not because we see on the outside. There's a lot what not to like in another person if you're so different. When there was Nevuah in the world, then there was such a way of looking at things from the inside. Seeing the inside. The Nista was very, very strong by the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon had other problems. We're not talking about that now. But the Nista was very, very strong. The Tzadhan Nista was very strong. Seeing beyond the surface, seeing inside and underneath, was very strong. Therefore, during that time, the Ahava was very shtar. The love was very, very strong. Because there was Nevuah. Because Nevuah means to see inside. And when you see inside another Jew, you see he's the same as you. Of Echlu Kolonu, Ani Hashem. Mitzad that Mitzias of Ani Hashem. There's no, we're Mamish brothers. We're brothers. On the outside, they don't even understand it's not the same language. On the inside, it's Ani Hashem. From that place of Ani Hashem, they're Mamish brothers. So Miri says, so once Paskin of Umi Yisrael, things started to unravel. Because then people start to look at each other like in Chitzanius they go away. In Chitzanius is a chiluk between this and that. My daughter said she was in the store yesterday. I don't know what store she was there. And there was a fella that was an interesting scene that played out. She said that there was a guy that was working behind the counter, cleaning and doing stuff. There was a firm boy. He was wearing a yarmulke, but he looked not like a boy that's been through the war, you know? He's been through the war. So a friend of his came in, an old friend of his that hadn't seen him, I guess, in a while. They were in yeshiva together, a very yeshivish guy. That's strong in yeshiva. And he sees his old friend from the yeshiva is cleaning the tables or counters. And my daughter's standing there bringing something to pay. And she says that the guy from the yeshiva says to the other guy, he says, oh, hey, whatever, Yankel. And he says to him like this. He says, I don't want you to think I'm looking down on you. So the guy said, why would I think you'd look down on me? It's the strangest thing. So I don't want you to think I'm looking down on you. But if he said that, what does it mean? It means he's looking down on him. And the other guy says, why would you look down on me? Like, what did I do? Okay, he doesn't have the look anymore, you understand? He's got the look of the survivor. But the other guy says, what the other guy is basically saying is, my friend, my former friend, there's a huge chiluk between me and you. Ich bleib jetzt ein tzaddik, I'm still a tzaddik. And you, something else. Oh, it's very, very, very nice, very admirable, whatever. I'm in yeshiva, and you're cleaning tables. So I don't want you to think I'm looking down on you. That's like when a little kid, you come to them, the little kid says, I don't want you to think I took the lollipop. That means that they took the lollipop. What's the chiluk? Mitzat ani Hashem? Once you no longer see into the depths of things, then sinas chinam is, then that's the next thing. So when the Meiri says Paskin Vum Yisrael, when Jews are not looking inside, then what do you see on the outside? You see Chilukim, because all of Nigla is Chilukim. Inside is Ani Hashem, is Nevuah. But only with those eyes do you see inside. So once we lost that way of looking at things, so then we began to look and judge on the outside. On the outside, Reuven and Shimon are two different worlds. So therefore, Nister is Teres Chesed. Because the whole inyan of Nister is how everything is Echad. Everything is one. The whole limud of Nister, whoever learns and knows a little bit, the whole limud is how to uncover the common denominator, which is Hashem Echad. Hincha Echad, b'chol dimyonis. The whole inyan of learning Nigla is to show that there are two dinim, is to be mechalik between the two things. That's why I said that you see that in Nista there's really, it's not a machloikis in Nista. You don't have Nista. He said. You don't have that in Nista. But the whole nigla is, who amar. It's the whole nigla is. It's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's a machloikis Abayim Rav. It's the whole nigla is dinim. It's machloikis. Even though it's a very holy thing. And in the Shurish it's very, very high. But it comes down, the way it comes down, it can come down that these two people are now oivim, enemies, not oyhavim, not who love each other. That comes mitzad ani Hashem, v'haflu racha kamoicha. What's the kamoicha? How could you say, how could Hashem say, I'm kamoicha? This guy is a billionaire, and this guy is getting evicted from his apartment. What's the kamoicha? In the Goyisha world, there's no kamoicha like that. In the world of Chitzayin, there's no kamaicha. In the world of Pnimius, what's the chilek? Because he has $1 billion. What's the chilek? What's the chilek between these two guys? He's got $1 billion, he doesn't have anything. And the Hashem, they both have. Which is the etzem of who they are. So then they're one. Mitzadat, they're one. That's what it means. That's the simple pshat. In Vahachtu Raha Kamaicha, when the Pasuk says Ani Hashem is telling you how to come to that. The Dacha Teva, you can't come to Ahavas Yisrael. It could be the Jews are from the hardest people in the world to love. Because they're very strong. There's a big Azaz by Yidden, and they have very strong opinions. Very strong. And they're very big Chilukim, because they're smart. And the whole inyan of Novan, of Amchachim and Novan, Bina means to make chilukim between this and that. So how could it be that there's an inyan of Ahavas Yisrael, which is the biggest thing in the world, Ahavas, so nobody understands how Yidden take care of each other and help each other. Nobody can understand what that is. The beauty of how Jews take care of each other. It's Ani Hashem. Because that's the Teretz, Ani Hashem. So this is what Rav Kook is saying. Let's start again. If everything is looked at only from the tzad of Niglus Shabbatar, of revealed Torah, Meloi Hashpaos of Shteres Chesed, without the Hashpaos of Teres Chesed, and the vast Mekor Haskola Lekisat Suna that comes, that flows from the hidden godly wisdom from Nister, from the hidden Torah, Misgadelas Ma'oid Midas Hadin. Just Nigla is Misgadelas Ma'oid Midas Adin. You become a Baal Shita. A Baal Shita is a Shaita. The Baal Shitas, they're big Shaitan. Those are Baal Shitas. Those are the biggest Shaitan. That it's only my way and it's not your way. The Balashitas. Miskadel's Moid, Midas Adin. Sinus Habrias. Hatred can come from that place as just Nicholas can come hatred. It doesn't have to be, but there can be. And it's very, very, very likely to be. V'yeyush mikol tzad. Despair. Because there's an overwhelming sense of din. An overwhelming sense of din causes despair. Despair comes from a person giving up on himself. Because he doesn't see within himself the Ani Hashem. Forget about how he sees other people. That's sinus abrias. What does yeyush mean? Yeyush means I don't love myself. Otherwise you wouldn't give up. If you love yourself, you don't give up. Yayush means you hate yourself. Yayush means you hate yourself. Despair means you hate yourself. That's why you give up. There's no tachlis for you. You hate yourself. You don't believe in yourself. That's Yayush. How could that be? How could a Jew miss Yayush? The Torah says, he doesn't live a life of an Yashah. He doesn't see inside of himself that there's Elokus, that there's a Chelek Elokam Yimal inside of himself. He doesn't see the pneumius of himself. So he judges himself on the outside. On the outside, I did this way, I did that way, I did this way, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, I'm fat. Da, 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 da. So what's the Saha call of his life? Yayush, finished. Yayush. Because all of that's mitzad the nigla. Not just that he makes chiluk in between himself and other people, he makes a chiluk between himself. When I was a kid and I was innocent and pure, and now I'm a Rasha. He makes chiluk himself. Before I did the Aveira, I was a good guy. After the Aveira, I'm a Rasha. There's a chiluk between who I was before and how I am now. And the Talmud Chacham standing next to him says, yeah, Taka, because what you did, you chayav karas, you should know. I just want to tell you, in case you didn't know, you chayav karas what you did. That's what the Lamdan tells him. He says, yeah, I know. So before you did the Aveira, you were close to God. After the Aveira, you chayav karas. You're cut off from God. Before, I was a good guy. Now I'm a bad guy. So the person's making pilpulim within himself. His whole life is about making chilukim within himself. That's mitzad the niglas. Mitzad the nister, sure I have to fix things. Sure I have to make things better. But mitzad the nister, ani Hashem. Hashem is Baruch. Loves me every second. He never left me. There's nothing that I've ever done that could cut myself off from Hashem. I don't care what this guy shows me in the Rambam or somewhere. There's nothing in the world that can take a Jew away from Hashem. But that's mitzad ani Hashem. Esek Shemaim Shamata, Tzia Sha'ol Hineko. I go up to the heavens, you're there. I go down to the lowest depths of Gehenna, you're there. What's the chiluk? A person has to always try to do his best. But to make these chilukim with oneself, they cause yayush. If a person like it's, that says, I used to be thin and beautiful, now I'm fat and ugly. I mean, it's a silly thing. Because it's all about chitzonius. But that chiluk, and looking back on the pictures of when she was young and she thought of herself back then as being some kind of a model, and now it's over a bottle, and even the truck drivers are not stopping to whistle at me. It's a bad life now. Because those guys are desperate. So she looks at herself, and she's misyayish. I have to go to the gym another 4 nights. I already go 7 nights a week. I have to go another 4 nights. I'm going to go during the day. I'm going to do everything. I have to be beautiful. I have to be beautiful. It's so sad. This Indian. I'm not talking about not being healthy. Everybody should try to be healthy. But the Indian of being this way of looking at oneself is ugly. And what people go through, especially women, but they go through the, how they look at themselves and how they feel about themselves. It's about their weight and their looks and all of this. Yeah, by men too, man. It's by everybody, but especially by women. Because the Indian of a woman is because a woman is midas ad-din. And the Indian of din is to make chilukim, tremendous chilukim. That's why it's so easy for a woman to slip into yantarai. Again, it's the same thing by guys, because every guy has a tzad. But with the women, to start to talk about this one and that one, to make all kinds of chiluk and what she wears and what he wears and what he wears, and who's dating and who is, and who did you see on Oif Simchas and Nach Simchas and Far Simchas and Par, that Simchas. What is craziness? All of the Pratim, which we've spoken of many times, that cause a feeling of yayush in a person, that I was like this and I'm no longer like that. But to diagnose and to dissect their marriage every single second. He loves me, he loves me not. And to make these to dissect and to analyze everything, which is the teva of din, in niglus. Instead of saying, Ani Hashem. As if he loves me. Oh, he doesn't always talk that, he doesn't always show that he loves me. That's mitzad the chitzayin, it's mitzad the pnimius. He loves me. If that's not there, okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking when it's there, but it's not always a niglus. Not that the guy shouldn't try harder to make it a niglus. But the tzad of the woman is more the in of bina and din, and the tzad of niglus to make these chilukim. That's one of the reasons why it's dangerous for women to learn Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's one of the reasons why it's dangerous for women to learn Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because the whole idea of Torah Sheba'al Peh is dinim and is niglus, and the woman's teva is niglus and dinim. And if you combine those two, it could be very, very, very good. And if you ever spoke to it, it could be a very, very bad thing. That combination of dinim is a very strong dinim. A woman learning Torah Sheba'al Peh was without learning Gemara, she's making chilukim every second. And then you put in the Gemara and they talk then every, then we go into machloikis, more machloikis. It's very dangerous. And those who are Isaac in it, the women that want to be Isaac in it, brings them to Marish Shaira, to depression. Terrible, terrible depression. It's not for them. Not because they're not smart. Those are the people that are in Chitzanis, they think that this is an insult or something. It's because of the chilukim. And a woman has a natural, she has a stronger natural nitiyah to yeyush than men. I don't know if studies, I'm sure studies have been made. I don't know how it works. I would guess, this is totally uneducated guess, I would guess that there's more of an inyan of depression by women than by men. I would guess. I guess the guys in the drugstore know. But I would guess that there's more of an inyan of depression by women than by men. It's more likely for men to say, no, weiter. And the wife's going crazy. Weiter? What kind of weiter? I want to be mavar of this. I want to get to the bottom of this. He says, what the bottom? We're married already so many years, it's good. No. It's all Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's all Torah Sheba'al Peh. He's saying like Torah Sheba'al Sav. Daba b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. And she says, this is Machloik, it's a Bayin Rav. And this Nekur, this is Machloik, it's a Bayin Rav. So then you want this woman to sit down with a Gemara? She's going to destroy the whole world. You give a Gemara. It's out of Niglas. That's why there's a strong Netiyah. There's a strong Netiyah to Yeyush. Because Yeyush means losing that inner vision of oneself, which is Ani Hashem. So Mizgadelos Ma'oid Nidus Adin Sinus Abrius V'Yeyush Mikol Tzad. It's terrible. Yeyush Mikol Tzad is a terrible feeling. That no matter which side you turn to, you can't find an opening. Yeyush Mikol Tzad. Bein Derech Lamed B'Mamed Nafshi Mesubal B'Kedusha V'Dorash Proces Rabbis Mizdamnes Boy. That's our generation. It's not possible. There's no way, Rav Kook says, to be able to establish the soul, to stand strong and in with Kedusha in a generation where there are many, many process, where there are many breaches, openings, where there are many things that are breaking, many things that are not the way they should be. Ki im b'hitztarfus shaladaikanus ha'oilu mehashpo shal terah ha'niglus. It will only, that generation that's filled with so much sibrachinkeit, so much brokenness, and so much preetzus. That's what preetzus is. Preetzus means things breaking out of, going out of bounds. That's now. Breaking boundaries and all kinds of. The only way, Rav Kook says, to establish, to have a ma'amad nafshi mesulah b'kedusha, a ma'amid ha'nefesh, that is mixed and spiced with kedusha and holiness, is when we have a combination, ki'im, to join together. Ki'im be'et starfus shal hadaikonus ha'oilu me'ashpo shal ha'tera niglus. When you have the daikonus, daikonus means the, like we were just talking about, analysis, very, very nitpicking, careful analysis, to be very particular. The daikonus ha'oilu me'ashpo shal ha'tera niglus, which of course is the hashpo of tera niglus, din, daikonus, this is this, it's not that. But it has to be a hitstarfus of that, of learning nigla. Im chazda v'or paneha shal ha'tera atzmona. Together with the loving kindness, v'or paneha, and the or ha'ponim, the light of the face, of the inner, of the pnim, shal ha'tera atzmona, of the hidden Torah. There must be a hitstarfus, especially in a generation that's filled with sinus habriyas and yeyush. That's now. Sinus habriyas and yeyush and hispartzas, pritzas of all boundaries, yeyush and hatred and kinna and sinna. There must be hitstarfus of these two. Chesed and din. There's a hamtokya of the dinim with the chesed. The chesed can't be without the din, can't be without the nigla either. Chas v'shalom. Then a person's life is altogether a dimyon and a shaker. Sha'oz, because when they're combined, sha'oz mizmazgim achasodim v'hagvuris biyachad. Because then the chasodim and the gvuris are integrated. They join together and they're integrated. The chasodim and the gvuris. And then you could have a happy marriage also. Because that's what it means. A mizuk of chesed and gvura is a man and a woman. Sha'oz mismazgim achsodim v'agvuras biyachad. U'boim lidei mituk. And then there could be a sweetening of the dinim. And when that happens, then the ahava is the strongest ahava. When the ahava is a mituk of dinim. Not ahava without, not chesed without any gvura. When there's a mizug of chesed and gevurah, his mazgus of the midas of chesed and gevurah, that brings about a strong and powerful gevurah dikahava. Because when there's a hamtokev of dinim that reaches to the highest level possible, that's when you have chachma and bina, that's when you have chesed and gevurah together. In order to understand this more, you have a page in front of you. From the Siddur, from Rav Kook's Siddur, that Tzvi Yehuda brought it down as a note on this Torah of his father. So take a look over here. In the oilish raya chelak aleph, it's on the bracha of Sim Shalom, in the Siddur, on the bracha of Rav Kook's parish, on the Siddur, on the bracha of Sim Shalom. Barchenu avinu kolanu ki echad bo'er panacha. That's what we've just been talking about. Barchenu avinu kolanu ki echad bo'er panacha. Our father, because mitzad ani Hashem, mitzad pnimius, Hashem is our father. The chitzonius is a king, and the king is the whole meaning of a king is that they are chilukim by a king. This one's a prime minister, this one's a schlepper. That's by a king, but by a father, is barachenu v'nikonu ki'echad. Barachenu v'nikonu ki'echad bo'ar panacha. Ki v'or panecha nesat alonu Hashem v'kim teres chayim v'ahavis chesed. is a very good preparation for Lag BaOmer and for Shavuos. Al pi ha'asoga ha'maseges es ha'bari baruch hu misad b'riyos of levad. According to that way of understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad this world, what we see, mitzad HaBriyas Levad, mitzad all that exists, to try to understand Hashem by looking at the world and by looking at everybody. Nikra'eyu b'shem Malkeinu. We refer to Hashem in that way as King, who rules over all of these subjects, over the English, the French, over rocks, and over the stars and planets and trees. He's a king, and he has a big malchus. And mitzad all the brias, the billions and trillions of brias, Hashem is a king over all that exists. She'ikar shleimus hamatsuya boy, holei mitzad atzmai. And from that perspective, the ikar shleimus that we could try to think about, or we understand about Hashem, is lo mitzad atzmo, it's not mitzad Hashem himself, ki mitzad erech hamelucha, but from the success of the kingdom, the value, the success of the malchus. Wow. So there's such a beautiful mountain range. Wow. God, Hashem put everything here in such a nice way. So mitzad the malchus, God is very impressive. But there's a different way to look at things. There's a higher way to look at things. V'alpi ha'hasoga ha'maseges oisei be'or ha'nefesh. But according to the hasoga of how to understand, to think about Hashem, not mitzad the melucha, not mitzad outside, but be'or ha'nefesh. That's higher and much more exalted, infinitely, not much more, infinitely more exalted and higher than anything that we could see by the ruin. That's exactly what we were talking about. On the outside, you see these two people, and you look at these two people, and you don't understand. What does one thing have to do with the other? He says, Sim Shalom. What's the Shalom over here? These are two different things. That's Mitzad the Malchus. Mitzad the Malchus, these are two different people. I mentioned this a few months back. Everybody gets all like emotional. I find people are always, you can't help it. We all do. We feel like all emotional. I mentioned this, there was some months ago where they were meeting together. Chassidim, whatever, Satma with the guys from Lakewood and Lubavitch's are all working to try to help Shalom Rubashkin. Everybody gets all emotional and cries, and all the newspaper making pictures that you have. Satma is together with Lubavitch, and then there's a guy from Lakewood over there, and then there's also throwing somebody from Young Israel or from the Orthodox Union, and everybody starts to cry and get all emotional. Wow, this is unbelievable. And now to make this big rally for all of Klal Yisrael that's going to be together, and everybody's going to cry and get all emotional that Jews can agree on something. That itself is the fact that we get all worked up over that is the biggest commentary on how sick we've become. That itself is the biggest raya. Of course it's beautiful. Like, why would you think that there's some chiddush that a guy from Lakewood could sit in the same room with a guy from Crown Heights or from Williamsburg? Like, what's the big deal? Why shouldn't they sit in the same room together? What are you getting all emotional? And everybody's getting all teary-eyed. It's so beautiful that the Haredim are dancing together with the modern Orthodox. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful for Jews to dance with each other. But why would there be a chiluk? It's the same thing going back to the store. I don't want you to think I look down upon you. the fact that you're a Lubavitcher and I'm still coming to sit in a room with you, even though I'm a yeshiva guy, or vice versa, for the Lubavitcher, to say, I don't want you to think I'm looking down upon you, even though you're not a Lubavitcher. But what is that? So, chilukim. It's mitzad the malucha. So there's a malchus of Williamsburg, there's a malchus in Lakewood, there's a malchus in Conn Heights, and there's a, I don't know what's the center of malchus in Teaneck, maybe, I don't know. That's, I was never there. So, I might have been, I spoke once in a shul over there. So there's a malchus in Teaneck. So there's a malchus. So everybody gets all excited. Wow, look at that. I can't believe it. The different kings came and sat together. This is a heartwarming thing. Everybody cries. It's so beautiful. And there's even a Svarti over here they threw in. Wow. Svarti don't have to be Davke Haredi or Lubavitch. He's a Svarti. And the Svarti they put over here. Wow. This is all Jews, and we're going to sing V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, like the kids in school, and they're going to sway to a niggun. We're going to see a little Satma Jew with a little Babich and a Lakewood guy and a Sfadi and a modern guy, and they're all swaying to a niggun. It's so beautiful, and everybody's crying. We're crazy. But that itself is the biggest symbol of how lost we are. What's the nafkin in it? I'm telling you that I grew up, that my father doesn't look at the slightest way at a difference between this one and the other one. He doesn't see such a thing, that there's a chilek. He knows that this has a different mahalach and this and this and mahalach. But it doesn't look at it like that there's the chiddush that two Jews should sit down together. But nowadays, if you're from a different yeshiva, could you imagine? The guys from Chaim Berlin are sitting together with the guys from the Mir Yeshiva. This is heartwarming. After all, there's such a big difference between Chaim Berlin and Mir. Such a big difference. What's the difference? How they wear the hat? This one wears on the left, one's on the right. But it's beautiful. Look at that. There's an Asifa. Everybody's getting together. All different Jews from all stripes and all colors. Religious, not religious. Chassidim, Misnagdim, and all of that comes mitzadim, how you look at the melucha. Mitzadim melucha, you also have. You have this kind of an animal, that kind of animal, you have this kind of tree, you have that kind of tree, you have this place, this climate, you have that climate. Mitzadim melucha, all kinds of chilukim. That's not mitzad Hashem. That's not Hashem's bar. That's the nefesh that's higher, that's Ani Hashem. That's higher than all of these tziurim, all of these portraits, all of these paintings. That's higher than all of that. From that perspective, he's not a king that rules over a bunch of subjects that don't get along with each other. The king has to punish them and make all kinds of fines and scream and yell and patch that they should stop fighting with each other, that we should be able to sit down with a Lubavitcher and a guy from Lakewood at the same table, or it has to be someone's in jail that they should sit down together. Mitzad the Pnimius, mitzad the Nefesh, mitzad the Ani Hashem, we have a different way of referring to Hashem. Nikreyu b'shem Avinu, we call him Tate, our father. The difference is, that's Malchus. That's the Malucha. And the king is ruling over all of the subjects. It's very hard. Very, very hard. When times are well, Baruch Hashem, and everything's going well, and you have somebody that has a Malucha, whatever, he's a leader of some Jews, he's a Rav of a Shul, or he's the head counselor in camp, and he's got everybody there in his bunker in the Shul. It's a malucha, and it's hard. Because this one likes this, and this one likes that. We had once, when we were still in the little house, this was a long time ago, when the shul was in the little house, I had to break up two guys, that they were going to hit each other, because this guy kept on opening the window, the other one kept on closing the window. So he closes the window, the other one opens the window, goes back to his chair, comes back, opens the window, closes the window. And then one guy yelled, and the other one, and he came, and he lunged at the other guy, and it was a whole scene over there. He had to open the window and close the window. It's a hard malchus to be with Jews. It's a melucha, because everybody has a day. He likes the window open. This one likes the window closed. It's a melucha. And what does the melech have to do? The melech has to go over there, whatever it is, in camp or in shul, whatever it is. So it's the same. The melech has to go over and has to somehow, whoever that malchus is, the president, the rav, the head counselor, whatever. It's again, it's all one thing. He just wears different t-shirts. The has to go over there. Whoever's the in charge has to go over and say, look, you know, we'll open the window a little bit, okay? Well, maybe open a little bit. No, I'm going to get sick. You can move to the other side where it's not blowing. That's not my welcome. Maybe just today, we could do me a favor, go to the other side, just so that, because the other guy's suffocating and you're going to die. If you go to the other side, maybe we can make a little bit of shalom over here. Sim shalom. So I said, all right. But he's upset. He had to go move because this guy is suffocating. He had to, of course. So he had to move. You understand? So the melech, the head counselor, has to try to make up for something over here. It's a hard melucha because this one wants this one wants that. Rabbi said, you know, that if we would be in a matzah, if there would be Nazis strolling around on the street with German with their dogs, the dogs are more chashuv than the Nazis, the Germans with their German shepherds, if they'd be walking around on the street, there wouldn't be any machlokes like that going on in the room. But that's terrible. And there's another way to come to that. And the way to come to that is, Barchenu Avinu Kulonu Ke'echa. From that place of nefesh, from the place of Ani Hashem, so nafki minute, the window's open or closed. But if a person's not in a higher place than that, if his whole way is mitzad debri, is mitzad this world, and he's not in a place of nista, there's no Ani Hashem, there's no nevi'is, then it's all chilukim. Everything is a chiluk. He's with the open window, I'm with the closed window. I can't have anything to do with this guy. We have nothing in common. We have nothing in common. See, what do you mean we have nothing in common? Your grandfathers lived in the same town. They're both buried in the same cemetery. Yeah, but he opens the window and I close the window. You both have a nusach svart. You both put on tefillin the same way. You both eat chalten shabbos. I know that, but he has the window open. And I have the window closed. And this is how things go on. And you know I'm making all kinds of funny things and exaggerating. But when you think about it, I'm just using these as mashal, is it really, really so different from what I'm saying, Dennis? If you think about it. Because when you're in an Indian, you're upset, and it's your window that's being shut, then you feel that this is not just what Weinberg was talking about. This is not a matter of window. This is principle. You know that word? That's a very dangerous word. It's a matter of principle. What's the principle? The principle is you. That's always the principle. What? To save mankind or something? What is it? To save mankind? What does mankind care if the windows open or closed? There's a principle here. What's the principle? There's a matter of truth, of emes. We're going to get to the truth. The truth is one thing. It's always been the same thing since you're in the world. It's you. That's the whole truth, and nothing but the truth is you. And because of that, you can't be soivel a Jew who opens the window. And you can't be soivel and close the window. So we need the head counselor to come and say, Sim Shalom Torah Rav. Come on, Rabbi Yisai. No. Afki minute. Let's try to work this out. That whole Indian of trying to work it out is all chitzainis. It's not mitzad the niglitz. It's mitzad the chilukim. It's that whole world of chilukim. Mitzad the nister. What's that to work out? There's Ani Hashem. There's something much, much bigger than this. The bigger thing is that this person should be happy. Whatever it is. I'm not getting to that. When you're in that place of the nefesh, when you're in the place of seeing things in that way, that's what we're talking about. In the whole limud that we had a Das Nafshecha, why obviously Yisrael depends on Das Nafshecha. And Das Atzmecha. So then when a person's in that place, that's where Rav Kook says, V'alpi HaSogah Masechus HaYosef Or HaNefesh HaNa'al V'HaNizgah Mikol Tziyor HaShleim Zinei Karma Lidei Abrum Nikrei B'Shem Avinu She'ikah Shleimusa Shemitzad Atzmai En Abot L'Erech Ha'av. A father is always a father. A king is loved after. The king depends upon the kingdom. A father is a father. That's the Mitzvahs. All that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came into the world was this Nakud of Ahava. That's what you see. The Rabbi Shimon Anan B'Chavivus Atalia. He said about himself, Anan B'Chavivus Atalia. Rabbi Shimon said, my whole existence depends on chavivusa, on ahava. You see that every page of the Zohar is dripping with ahava. Ahava. Because ahava is the gematria, echad. And the inyan of Rabbi Shimon is nistah. And Rabbi Shimon is, the pnimius is echad. Rachenu avinu kulonu ki echad. If the whole inyan of Rabbi Shimon is ahava, namu chavivusa talia. That's why by Meiron, all different kinds of Jews can come together and they don't think that it's funny. Everybody's together, all different kinds of Yidden. They're not looking, he said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Oh, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine? You have Sfaradim and Ashkenazim that they're dancing with each other. By Rabbi Shimon, nobody has these kind of things. Rabbi Shimon, it's obvious. By Rabbi Shimon, it's Bachenu Avinu Kolonu Ke'achad. It's obvious by Rabbi Shimon that everything is one. When he first came out from the cave, it wasn't like that. And he was saying, he's like that, and I'm like this. And he started, and he was looking, and his eyes were destroying everything. But after he came out the second time, there was the Pnimi Shiva Pnimi came out the second time. So then it's Brachenu and Kolonu Ke'achad. And ever since then, Rabbi Shimon's Indian is Anandat Chavivus Atayi. Everything is Ahavis Yisrael. Everything by Rabbi Shimon, the way he spoke, my children. He says, the Baruch Shalom always speaks to us in such a way, Bonai Rechimoy, my beloved children. Rabbi Shimon's Lashonis, or Lashonis of Ahav, you don't see in Shas anywhere such Lashonis. In Nigla, you don't see anywhere the Lashonis like Rabbi Shimon and the Chevra from the Zohar Kodesh, the Lashonis of Ahav in the Zohar Kodesh. You don't have anywhere in Shas such Lashonis of Ahav. Because the Niglas is Dinim, and Pnimius is Chsodim. And in that Nakuda of Pnimius, Mitzad the Nefesh, it's of echelu kolonu. It's bachinu v'inkonu ki'echad. It's one father and one neshama. All the klaiyos are one neshama. Amit shemuk. We'll continue.